WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to another episode of Stoic State of Mind. Today we're diving into something super important. Building a supportive and loving community. You know that feeling when you're going through something tough and all you want is someone who's got your back? Or maybe you felt that rush of pure joy when you share a big win with people who genuinely celebrate your success. Yeah, that right there, folks, is the power of community. And let me tell you, in today's world, where everything feels increasingly individualistic and fast-paced, it's more important than ever to cultivate those strong connections. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you create a supportive and loving community around yourself, one that will lift you up, encourage your growth, and make life just a whole lot brighter. First off, let's talk about intentionality. Building a genuine community isn't just about throwing out invites left and right. It takes conscious effort and a clear vision of what kind of space you want to create. Think about the values that are important to you. Honesty, kindness, support, shared interests. Then, seek out people who resonate with those same values. Next up, quality over quantity. Don't get me wrong, having a large network is great, but it's those deeper connections that truly nourish your soul. Invest time in the relationships that matter most, the ones where you feel seen, heard, and understood. Remember, true connection isn't about how many people are around, but about the depth of the bonds you share. Now, let's talk about active listening. You know that feeling when someone truly listens to you without judgment? That's magic. Be present in conversations, pay attention to what others are saying both verbally and non-verbally, and ask thoughtful questions to show genuine interest. Remember, building a community is a two-way street, and active listening is essential for creating that sense of shared understanding. Another key ingredient is vulnerability. Sharing your authentic self, your hopes, dreams, fears, and even struggles can create powerful connections. When you open up, you invite others to do the same, fostering a space of trust and mutual support. Think of it like this. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. And finally, let's not forget about celebrating each other's wins. A supportive community is one where everyone feels empowered to celebrate each other's successes. Whether it's a big milestone or a small victory, take the time to acknowledge and appreciate each other's achievements. Ever felt like you were navigating life on your own? Like you had all these incredible ideas but no one to share them with, to bounce ideas off of, to celebrate those wins with? That's exactly how I felt a few years back. I was feeling lost, isolated, and honestly, a bit discouraged. Then, I made a conscious decision to prioritize building a community around myself, people who were passionate about similar things, who supported my growth, and who genuinely wanted to see me succeed. I started by joining a local book club where we discussed thought-provoking ideas and shared our perspectives. Then, I connected with online communities centered around entrepreneurship and personal development. Slowly but surely, I started building this amazing network of supportive individuals who challenged me, inspired me, and most importantly, made me feel seen and heard. That's the power of community, folks. It can be your anchor during tough times, your launchpad for achieving your goals, and your source of endless inspiration. So remember, building a supportive and loving community takes effort, intentionality, and a genuine desire to connect with others. But trust me, the rewards are immeasurable. When you surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage your growth, and celebrate your successes, life becomes a whole lot richer, more meaningful, and ultimately more fulfilling. Keep nurturing those connections, keep showing up for each other, and remember you're not alone in this journey. We're all in this together. Want to continue the conversation? Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts on building a supportive community. What are some of your favorite ways to connect with others? Let's keep the dialogue going. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.